Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got a very, very bizarre week. Part of it in the rearview mirror, part of it coming up. Now, let me explain to you what's going on. Rich is AWOL. Absent, without... All right, I guess technically he has leave. But, I mean, come on, it sounds bigger if we say that he's AWOL. And then everybody gets concerned and excited and disturbed. Otherwise, you just go, oh, so he's on vacation.
Right.
So what happened, as you may or may not know, when John left, Rich kind of inherited all these trips that John was supposed to do. And, you know, Rich's not going, no, I'm not interested. Rich's like, yeah, let me pack my bag. So he's gone, which is very cool. And I love that about him and good for him. We do have the next Jeff Katz and Heidi Katz trip. We actually got the details. I'm going to give you details soon about when that's going to be. I will just give you this piece of advice. You're going to have a long lead time, which should make it that much easier for you to make arrangements. We can't do 4 or 5 trips a year, not with Julia. Ah, flippin' Julia. We love her, but man, what an inconvenience she can be, huh? But we can really only do one. So that is coming up, and I'll give you the details. But all of that being said, and with all of the staffing situations, Jeremy, who is about ready to turn into a fine powdered mist, because he's been working his fingers to the bone for the last, what, is it like 6 weeks? Jeremy, it's been a long time. You've been doing this double duty. And because of that... because I'm an amazing human being. No, all right, nobody buys that. Because I actually like Jeremy a lot. That, everybody knows, is true. I am going to cover in the morning tomorrow and Friday so that poor Jeremy only has to work one show during the day, which, quite frankly, is all that any human being ought to do. So, tomorrow and Friday, you will be very lucky or terribly cursed, depending on which way you look at it. I'll be getting up with you. So leave me some room, you know, in the bed. I like covers. I get really cold these days. So I'll be covering the mornings, and then Sean Hannity is going to cover the afternoons, and then Monday we'll all be back to our regularly scheduled lives. Okay? So we got some interesting stuff this week. It'll be very cool, and you should enjoy it. I had the opportunity yesterday. I just want you to want to share this with you, because I know everybody's been so laser beam focused on the elections. And with good reason. I mean, most of us look and say, geez, that's not the way we wanted it to go. I totally understand, and I agree with you, as you know. I mean, hardly a great secret here which side I come down on. But that being said, what else did I tell you? I said life is going to continue, and frankly, we will have even more difficult work ahead of us But you still have to live your life, and you still have to do things, and you still have to be looking out for really, really important people. So yesterday I had the opportunity to be down there at the Eanes Pittman Public Safety Training Center in Chesterfield County. Chesterfield County Police Department, which I have to tell you is simply one of the finest law enforcement agencies you're going to find anywhere. They were graduating the second cohort, the second iteration of the Command Excellence School. And their Command Excellence School is attended by law enforcement leaders throughout Central Virginia. It's about 30. Some of them certainly are from Chesterfield. But the folks I saw represented yesterday, just amazing. Cross-section, wonderful, wonderful people in positions of leadership. And for the second year in the row, I was asked to provide the keynote address. And I cannot tell you how honored I am, how humbled I am to do that, and how enthusiastic I am coming out of it. Interacting with those people and seeing men and women who really care about their community, regardless of the politics that may or may not be going on, right? Looking out for people, looking out for their teams. That's exactly what we need to do, really. So we're not going to stop talking politics. We all talk about it. But we've got a lot of other things we do need to focus on. And sometimes, if we label something, quote, as politics, we lose sight of the fact that it's really a community issue. It's a bigger issue, frankly, than the political angle. All right. So I just wanted to share that with you. I've got some similar stuff coming up later this week. I'm not going to give you all the details because, you know, nobody's going to care, right? But I will tell you tomorrow, I'm on the opposite end. So yesterday, I am busy delivering the keynote address for 29 leaders within the law enforcement community. You're going to work hard, already working hard, but going to work even harder to make their agencies better, to make their people better. And are doing it every single day, because they've always been called to do it. Tomorrow, I get the chance. I'm not going to be speaking. I'm going to be a participant, though, because the third cohort of our Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail is going to be graduating. It's totally different, right? On the one hand, law enforcement leaders. On the other hand, inmates. No, it really isn't different. Each involves very hard work. Each involves people who are trying to be better. Each involves people in uniform. It's kind of weird when you think about it. I was chatting with a gentleman on Monday. We were recording our November Blue Friday, Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And I'm not going to tell you who it is that is the honoree this month, but I can tell you this. We have November, December, and January locked in. Jeremy, how happy are you to hear that, huh? But this gentleman yesterday said, you know, when I first started in law enforcement, he was talking about working at a sheriff's office. The sheriff said, hey, you know those guys over there looking at the inmates, talking about the inmates? Said, you know, those guys over there, they're not ever going to be able to wear the uniform you're wearing as a deputy sheriff. But always remember, you could wind up wearing that uniform. Well, that's kind of grounding, isn't it? So I'm just excited about the entire week with all of that. It's going to be a very, very good week. And in the midst of all of that, I am going to remind you for just a moment here. The details are posted about Jack Saunders. You may or may not have known Jack Saunders. Jack was 23 years old. A kid. Had graduated college. First year of law school at University of Richmond. And he was killed in a motorcycle accident this past weekend. Well, the visitation with his family is this evening, 6 o'clock. It's at Belilies on Augusta Lane. And while I say you don't know Jack, or you didn't know Jack, you have absolutely, whether you realize it or not, known his dad, David Saunders. Dave Saunders has been a friend since the first day that I showed up in Central Virginia. Dave is a brilliant businessman, an amazing human being. So how do you know him, you're thinking? I don't think I've ever run into this Dave Saunders. Jeff, who is this guy? Well, you have certainly heard Dave many times on my program, that's for sure. You've heard Dave for years on Richmond's Morning News, that's for sure. But Dave headed up, because he's kind of stepped away from it a little bit, an amazing advertising and PR company called Madison & Main. It's a beautiful story of that shop that he has. And the people that he has working for him and has had working for him throughout the years. And frankly, Dave's journey in that whole advertising, marketing, PR sector. Because while he's a Virginia guy, he was living quite the life out there in California for a long time as a big time ad man. And he's always been tied into the community. I mean, just intimately tied into the fabric of the community. And now he owns the Texas Inn. He's got 4 locations, as you know. You know, one of those locations, he joked about it, he bought so that his son Jack would have, well, someplace to work after he graduated from college. The reality was that Jack worked at that location of the Texas Inn while he was going to college. And as I said, Jack was a first-year law student at University of Richmond's law school. It's a pretty prestigious law school. But you also know Dave as the guy who stepped up. Well, he's always stepped up, but he stepped up in a big way not too long ago to help me out with Special Olympics. Dave Saunders said, Jeff, I want to help you. You and Carl Leonard, the sheriff of Chesterfield County, every year do amazing work for Special Olympics. I want to help you out. How about if we take that hot dog that you like, the one that we have designed for, well, Yankee palates for Northerners? What if we turn that with a little bit of your tinkering into the Jeff Katz hot dog? And from every one of those Jeff Katz dogs that we sell, we'll take 50 cents and we'll donate it to the Special Olympics. And so that's what he started doing. And he's already raised a huge amount of money and he's on track to do even more. And the big, crazy, goofy, stupid, dangerous stuff that Carl and I do each and every year, Dave is front and center for our next effort. Dave and his family are going through the worst possible time that any family can go through. I cannot imagine being a father who has to bury his child.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I don't ever want to be empathetic. Because empathy says, oh, I've done that, or I can feel what you're feeling. I can't. And in all candor, I don't want to. But I would ask if you are connected in some way, you know Dave, or you've interacted, you're just a customer at the Texas Inn, man. The details about the visitation at Belisle's on Augusta Lane for this evening, they're all over. I'm not spilling any secrets. This is not a private event. But if you want to come out and just give a handshake or a hug or a smile to Dave Saunders and his family, Jack's family, tonight, I'll bet you what, I'll bet you anything, it'll be greatly appreciated, because that's exactly what they need right now. And if you are a person of faith and pray, then I would urge you to please remember all of them in your prayers. And if you're a person who just doesn't pray, it's okay. I'm not sitting here in any sort of judgment, but how about just keeping that family in your thoughts? I'd love for you to do that. It's important. It's really, really important. All right. Lots of stuff we'll be dealing with. Now, I'm just reading the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. A couple of great texts coming in, including some that I'm looking at that are kind of leftovers from this morning. Gary Hess was back. Wow. Fantastic. All right. I missed it this morning, and I apologize. I do. I really, really, really do. Don't ask me why. I slept later this morning than I have slept in a long time, which is probably either a very good idea or a very bad idea, given that I'll be getting up a little bit earlier for the next couple of days. But great to hear that Gary was just kicking Hess and taking names, and that's all good stuff. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you? Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.